105 Drive. Catch up.
Nadia Darius and Daniel Clark, you directed and wrote an animated short film called Our Song in the Star Wars Visions anthology, which is now streaming on Disney Plus. Nadia, what does that mean to you to have your episode be included among some of the best animation studios in the world?
It's pretty bizarre, to be honest. I mean, I think for both of us, we're sort of underdogs, I think, among the other directors of the other short films, in that, you know, this is sort of our first big directing experience for both of us together. And so, you know, we're in really great company, and we both acknowledge that and feel really grateful for it.
Yeah. So Lucasfilm approached Triggerfish Animation. How did it work, and how did you guys actually get involved, Daniel?
Yeah, so yeah, like you said, they approached Triggerfish, they approached studios all around the world, and Triggerfish put out some feelers to creatives that worked with before, people who they thought might have interesting stories. And it was actually, initially it was an idea of Nadia's that we collaborated on, which was this girl who can access the Force through her voice. And then we pitched against a few other local people and ended up winning, yeah.
And I imagine you had to find a balance between staying true to Star Wars and making it your own. How much freedom did you have, Nadia, with the story?
We actually had a lot of freedom. It was such a great experience. They really wanted us to be as authentic and original and personal as possible with our story, you know. So they were there to sort of guide us, you know, if we get too close to the edges. But that hardly happened. I think we knew the Star Wars universe enough. I think we knew enough to be able to stick within the bounds and tell our story in a way that was sort of, that just worked with the Star Wars universe. So it was quite a great experience, an unusually awesome, freeing experience.
Very unusual for big American IPs to give so much freedom. Yeah.
Yeah. And did you feel the need to brush up a little bit on Star Wars? I mean, I know you said you already knew, but, you know, was there a little bit of, oh, shucks, I better watch a few extra films?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, also just to enrich the story, you know, some of our, you know, like the Jedi is based on a specific race, you know, in the Star Wars universe, and just to make sure we weren't making any egregious mistakes. You know.
That being said, you know, we got to the main species of the main characters in our film. Like, that's a species that we got to create and add to the Star Wars universe. So we did
a whole new
planet.
Yeah,
a whole new planet, new creatures. That was all pretty awesome.
It's so cool, and it looks absolutely beautiful, I must say. Daniel, you guys are both from Cape Town, and you've worked together before, but not in the same department. What was it like coming together, and how did you decide on the final vision of the episode?
Yeah, so, I mean, the first time Nadia and I met up, we just, you know, we wanted to make sure that there was some sort of creative chemistry to not just go into the project just because of what it is, the gravity of Star Wars. We wanted to make sure that it would actually work. And luckily enough, we had great chemistry, both from very soon we could see that we were looking at the same vision, you know, excuse the pun. So the look, the vision, the sort of style, we really wanted it to feel like sort of almost like a childhood dream, like memories, nostalgia. You'll see the characters are made from felt and cloth, a lot of inspiration from like local dolls, you know, those Indabella dolls you see everywhere. The environments, Chapman's Peak, sort of the Cape Town environment that we grew up in, really wanted it to reflect something of us, you know, have the opportunity to put it into the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, I love that. I wanted to mention that as well, because there are so many South African elements. And like you mentioned, the Indabele dolls. When I was watching it, I was like, is that stop motion? Because the fabric and textures look so real. I assume it wasn't stop motion. You know, how did you...
We will never tell.
Oh, I see. So can you tell me more about why you guys decided to make that fabric and texture look so real?
Well, I mean, so it was Triggerfish. Triggerfish is an animation studio based in Cape Town. And they actually, the artists at Triggerfish are very experienced in creating CG animation that sort of feels like stop motion. And we wanted to go in that direction because, like Daniel said, you know, we really wanted to feel like, sort of make you feel nostalgic, like when you're playing with your toys as a child, you know. So we wanted the environment and the characters and everything to feel almost like you could touch it, you know, almost like... It felt like real. It felt like those were toys outside, you know, on rocks. And so we really wanted to increase that engage ability for the viewer, you know, when watching the film. And that's partly a big reason why we went in that direction.
Yeah, and your story, Our Song, as you mentioned, it follows a child who wants to sing but has to stay quiet because her voice sort of causes problems with the mimes. And Nadia, I believe you love singing too. How did your personal story shape this story?
I mean, well, the singing aspect, it's such a personal thing for me. You know, I've been singing for a long time. You know, when I was a teenager, I used to sneak out of the house and I'd sing in the rock bands and underage at bars and stuff. And I come from a very Muslim family, so that was very interesting. But like now, you know, I'm always writing songs and making music, and singing has just been such a big part of my self-healing process, and I learned so much through it. So that is definitely the biggest personal injection into the film for me. But when it comes to, you know, the relationships in the film, I mean, it's almost everything. The characters, the relationships are all based on personal experiences of Daniel and myself. You know, Daniel's relationship with his grandfather, me and my father, and even the Jedi, you know, she's inspired by my cousin. Like, it's all very personal for both of us.
And what would you say is the message of the story, Daniel?
I don't think there's any single message, but I think... you know, we're often asked like what we'd want people to walk away with.
Mm.
And for me, and I think Nadia's answer is slightly different, but for me, it's this idea of children. You know, nowadays with children, they have less and less contact with the real world, with nature, with the outside, more and more with screens. To just to encourage children, to give them some sort of hope and courage to go out and connect with the real world, you know, doesn't have to be through their voice, but through their voice is a powerful way to do it. Just to sort of inspire them to put down the tablet and go out and connect with the actual physical nature, real world.
Yeah, and Nadia, is your message different?
Well, yeah, I guess for me, I mean, I agree with Daniel for sure. but also, I really hope that when people watch the film, at the end of the film, there's a feeling of like a slight openness in their heart that, you know, they didn't maybe have before the film. I hope the film just opens up a little crack in the viewer's heart a little bit. And you know, it doesn't have to be understood, but if it just leaves people feeling a little hopeful, a little more encouraged, you know, if the courage of our main character can infect people a little bit, then, you know, that makes me extremely happy. I hope that happens. And of course, I hope it encourages people to use their voices and sing, and you know, you don't have to sound like Whitney Houston, you just play with their voices.
I love that. And I think it does have that message, because I mean, even just the fact that it's the final episode in the second season says a lot, in my opinion, because it sort of sets the tone for the whole season. That's how you leave remembering it.
Yeah, and there are a lot of dark episodes, so it's nice to have us.
And you have
just knowing in general, it's like a lot of cynical media, sort of almost like a strange to have something that's just purely hopeful.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And you also have some awesome voice actors. I noticed in the credits there was Tumisho Masha, Cynthia Erivo.
Mm.
That's so cool. Did you get to work closely with them? How did that work?
Yeah, we worked closely with the local voice artist. I mean, it was fantastic working with Tumisho. Really so great. He really just put his all into the character, and it comes through, you know, with About the Father. You really feel the gravity of this father. And Tumisho himself, he has a daughter, you know, so that was quite special.
Yeah, with Cynthia, you know, she's a big star. So we did it remotely, just over a Zoom call with a local voice director. But yeah, you know, she's a consummate professional, just, you know, responding to notes perfectly. And yeah, I mean, it's great.
Well, Nadia and Daniel, thank you so much for your time. I'm so excited to see more of your work. And this project was so beautiful. So really well done.
Thanks so much for having us, Nadia.
Thank you.
Catch up from some of the best moments from the 5 Drive team by going to 5FM's catch up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.